Seminole family, thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today I want to talk about how to escape the emptiness. What makes the difference between emptiness and overflowing? Last time we were together, we dove into the Bible story where Jesus made the fishermen's nets overflow with fish. So how do we receive the blessing of an overflowing, abundant life? The first thing we need to do is what Peter and Andrew and James and John did. Number one, I give Jesus complete access to my life. I have to give Jesus complete access to my life if I want to turn from emptiness to overflowing. In Luke 5:3, it says, stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. Here's the starting point. Pretty simple. You've got to get Jesus in your boat. That's the starting point. This could mean you dedicate your career to God. We're not talking about salvation here. You have to have Jesus in your life, but a lot of you don't have Jesus in your job. You've trusted him for salvation, and you come in on Sunday and you praise God and worship, but when you go back to work during the week, you just kind of put Jesus on the shelf. Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. The question is, have you committed your boat to Jesus? Some of you are going through some tough times right now, and you're trying to change everything else. They don't need to change. They didn't need to change their nets. They didn't need to change their boat. They didn't need to change their business partners. They didn't even need to change their location. They didn't need to change their marriage. They just needed Jesus in charge of the boat. The second thing you got to do is I've got to admit that my efforts aren't working. And Luke 5, the verses 4 and 5 say, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets and catch some fish. You know what Simon said. He said, Master, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. Do you realize how hard it was for Peter to say this? Peter is a professional. These guys are not amateurs. They make a living at this. But sometimes, even when you're a pro, you fish all night and you catch nothing. The truth is, they're doing their best, but sometimes our best isn't good enough. Sometimes there are situations that are out of our control. We can't control the economy. We can't control the stock market. We can't control the weather. We can't control a lot of things in life that will affect our life. What do we need to do? We need to first do these two things. We get Jesus in our boat, and then we admit our way isn't working. Number three, and this is so important, I have to obey whatever Jesus tells me to do. I obey what Jesus tells me to do. In verse 5, it says, Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again. Question, what has God told you to do that you're not doing? Disobedience always hurts you. It doesn't hurt God. You just missed a blessing. When you do whatever God tells you to do, you say, because you say so. Obeying Jesus when it doesn't make sense is the scariest, riskiest, most dangerous thing to do in life. It is also the most rewarding way to live. There's a fourth thing that we do. Number four, I expect Jesus to turn things around. If God tells you to go fishing, and then he comes along with you in your boat, and then he points out where to let down your nets, do you think you're going to come up empty? I don't think so. 1 Thessalonians, it says, the one who calls you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. If God can control nature like that, and he obviously can, he can get you a job. He can get you what you need. He can take care of you. But you've got to do it his way. He can do it overnight. He can do it in 10 minutes. In verse 6 and 7, it says, "And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat. And soon both boats were so filled with fish, they're on the verge of sinking." Don't miss out on God's blessing in your life. You got to do it his way. I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today. Thanks for joining me. God bless.